do have, strictly on the field, do you feel like you do have more swagger?
I mean, I think with experience comes swagger. I'm coming into my fourth year. I played a lot of games, played against a lot of great wide receivers, and I've been in the same system for 4 years. So with all that consistency, I feel like that's helped me have a pretty good year so far.
When you look at who you're playing this week, I mean, Jones and White, I mean, you sit there and say this is one of those challenges that...
For sure. Both great wide receivers. And, Arizona had great wide receivers. The Redskins has great wide receivers. So we know the challenge that's in front of us. And we know, and we're excited to face it.
I mean, these guys are ranked number one in the league, though. I mean...
No, exactly, and they have a great quarterback. So we know what type of game it's going to be. It's going to be a high passing game, and that's great for us defensive backs. I feel like we've been getting a lot of turnovers the last couple of games. So hopefully we keep that going.
The question now: are the officials with those calls in the secondary starting to sort themselves out? Are you guys getting a better feel for it?
I would say so, but I would say it depends on the crew. Some guys let you play, and some guys don't. So I think as the game goes on, you get an understanding of how they're going to call the game, and then you just adapt.
What's the atmosphere been like around here? I know a couple guys said that it's a lot different than the first team.
Yeah, of course, because we're winning, and everything always goes well when you're winning. But From Coughlin on down, we know that we have to stay hungry and that we definitely have not achieved anything yet. And Coach Field told us a stat that, like, when was the last time the Giants were above 500? And it wasn't 2 years ago. So our job is to continue going 1-0 each week.
They always say the best way to disrupt a rhythm passer is a pass rush. But from a secondary's perspective, what can you do to a rhythm passer to screw him up?
Disrupt the wide receivers, whether we're in cover two, whether we're in press man, just disrupt that timing. And of course, like you said, like the pass rush, I feel like our guys up front have been getting the job done, and I think they're going to continue doing so.